This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and the tune you're hearing is being played on a music box, but not the kind your grandma kept on her mantle. This is the Flux Box. It's been built inside an artist collective in Long Island City known as the Flux Factory. The Flux Box is a maze-like construction of platforms and rooms and curtains filled with homemade instruments and Rube Goldberg-style sound sculptures, each one playing part of the melody. The 16-bar theme was composed by Stephanie Ann Goldberg, who joins us today on Soundcheck. Stephanie, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So when did you first get this idea for a giant kind of musical contraption to play your little theme?
Well, I'm not sure where the idea came from immediately. I don't know. I've always been fascinated by music boxes, and I don't really know anybody who doesn't have some sort of little special place in their heart for music boxes. When I was a little kid, I always, you know, I had a couple of music boxes, and on the outside, they're sort of plain and ordinary, and sort of looked at it as this solitary thing. But on the inside, I imagined that there would be this orchestra inside with all sorts of strange, you know, things going on, and something much more exciting than that little solitary movement that you know is actually in there.
So, did you compose this little fragment, this theme first, or
did... I did? Yeah, the song actually came from another show that I was working on, and when I got together this group of artists to create this giant music box. One of the first things that we had to do was decide what the music box was going to play, and
right.
This song that it ended up playing was just one of many things that we threw out there, but that's the one that they chose.
It has kind of a music boxy quality to it.
It does.
We're hearing a little bit more of it in the background. As we do, can you give us kind of a quick guided tour of the box, the Flux Box?
Okay, so you walk into the space, and the first thing that you see is just this large, black, kind of austere wall, and doesn't look like there's really much going on, and there's a crank right in the middle of it, and the crank is pretty small. And you approach the crank, and there's also a pickle on top of the crank that has some electrical currents running through it.
I'm sorry, a pickle?
Yes, a pickle. The artist, James Revell, who made the crank, decided that it would be a good idea for a visual cue. So as you crank up the crank, the pickle gets an electric current through it, so it starts to glow. And you sort of see the lights going on above the wall in the box. And when you, you know, you sort of crank it a number of times, you have to give it about, we estimated about 7 revolutions before you're going to get something, and you let go of the crank, and this, what you're hearing right now is what plays. And then it's up to the viewer to go and discover exactly what's making the song.
So at that point, you go through a door in that black wall, and you're inside the...
Well, you kind of go around it,
so
there's 2 different entrance points.
All right, and inside, there is something like 20 of these kinetic, these sound sculptures with moving parts and stuff. Now we have, you know, I guess we have a couple of excerpts of different instrumental sounds from these different sculptures. Why don't we hear, tell me first of all what the harpaca is.
The harpaca is it's an instrument that was made by Valerie Opielski and Glendon Jones. It looks kind of like a funky table that's got a few strings running across it and little wheels that are near the strings. So as the, you know, as the flux box starts up, the wheels grind against the strings. It's kind of like a hurdy-gurdy.
Hurdy-gurdy, sure. Well, let's hear what it sounds like. This is one of the component parts. All right. So, and there's a guitar sort of sound, a bell or glockenspiel thing, and then mortars?
Oh, yes. That's Ranjit Bhattacharya. He made, he found some little mortars and pestles the week before we were opening and decided that it would be a good idea to have them move around and be part of the flux box.
Okay, so how does that happen? I mean, what's moving them? What kind of Rube Goldberg contraption is causing the sound here?
I believe that he's got little solenoids which are just basically these magnet coil things that make, you know, which is the mortar and which is the pestle? I guess it pushes the. I think it's the pestle is the thing that.
The pestle is the
is
thing
the
you
smashing
hold.
Thing,
yes.
Right. Okay. So it basically it
yes,
it
the smashing
knocks,
thing.
It knocks the. It pushes the pestle around. And makes the click. That's actually a good song. Push the pestle around. Maybe. I'm sorry. Anyway. It clicks around.
We're speaking with Stephanie Ann Goldberg, and she's composing her next piece right here on the air as we speak. But here's the sound of the mortars from this flux box. Okay. Now, it's clear from things you've said already that this is very much a collective project.
Absolutely.
The Flux Box. Made at the Flux Factory, tell us about the collective and what the idea behind it is.
Well, Flux Factory is an arts collective, and we've been in Queens for about 4 years. We started off as just a living space when we were all undergrads in Williamsburg in 94. But it's really the past 4 years that we've been in Queens that we've been taking ourselves more seriously as an arts collective. And I guess the thing that we do, the sort of Flux Factory ethos, is to make works that are collaborative and new works. So the process usually goes, somebody has a kind of insane idea, like let's make a giant walkthrough music box. And then we get together artists, some of whom we've worked with in the past, some of whom we've never met before. We usually have an open call and we get people together to kind of create something
together.
So
it's a collective, but it's also a fluctuating. It's a variable one.
Yes.
All right. It's the Flux Factory, I should say, is also part of WNYC's STAR program to support small nonprofits in the area. And if you'd like details on the Flux Box, it's on view through April 29th. You can get details on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Stephanie Ann Goldberg of the Flux Factory, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That'll do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, Lisa Dennison, new head of the Guggenheim Museum, and a visit with Northern State, an all-girl hip-hop trio from Long Island. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Brian Wise, Maureen McMurray, and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Giselle Rigatow. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Naomi Person and Mark Phillips. And from Bess Cargman.